We're back on with Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Thanks for more of your time, bud.
No problem, Adam.
We're talking ice fishing. We already went through the conditions. A good 12 inches of solid ice on many of the inland lakes around Marquette County anyway. I've been getting some pretty steady reports for the most part, especially panfish, perch, some pike reports. And then walleye reports kind of hit and miss here and there, but it seems like they're more early in the morning, right at dark kind of reports coming in. Have you been fishing anywhere outside of the main lakes around your neck of the woods there, Teal, Angeline? You've been fishing anywhere else?
Not as of yet. I'll be going out this weekend. Going to go do some exploring on some of these lakes and ponds I think are firmed up enough for me to go find some spots that I really want to go fish and see how the fishing's been.
Well, I'm not looking for specific lakes, especially when they're smaller or not well-known, but what type of fish are you chasing?
They would be mostly panfish lakes, bluegill and crappie ponds.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what you're hearing from customers.
Customers have been really excited. Same thing. You know, the first sun up, they're catching some nice perch here in the area, and then that last hour before dark, they're hooking into some walleye, and most of them have been running pretty small, but there's been a few anglers that have hooked some nice fish out of some of our local lakes that last hour before dark. Mostly they've been using jigging wraps, some of the Lindy products, and, you know, lots of just minnows on a tip-up.
It's pretty simple fishing then, huh?
That's the way we like it.
Any colors that you could mention?
Mostly just your chartreuse and orange and a lot of fire tiger perch kind of patterns.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been hearing the same thing. All right, well, let's switch you over. What are you hearing from the hunters, predator hunters or even bunny hunters?
Rabbit hunters, people getting out and having a good time, finally able to get the dogs on top of the snow with that warm-up, and dogs aren't working quite as hard, so they're able to travel some more ground. Predator hunters, the guys have been doing amazing. You know, it seems like you hit the same group of guys in the store here and saying, yeah, I got two this week, I got four last week. It seems like some guys are really enjoying themselves out there.
We're talking coyotes?
Yep, coyotes. And, you know, I think guys are out looking into trapping too, and I think they're saying that they've seen a lot of cat tracks, so they're looking forward to the trapping season.
Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming, I really appreciate the update.
No problem, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.